Coming up in the business week ahead, key inflation data, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, that's due Friday, and the Fed meets the week after next. Also this week, the first estimate of fourth quarter GDP, durable goods orders, new and pending home sales, disposable incomes, the final January Consumer Sentiment Index, and more than 700 public companies issue quarterly earnings reports, including Microsoft, Tesla, Boeing, Intel, Verizon, AT&T, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, and Southwest Airlines. Small businesses are booming in the U.S. Census Bureau data shows applications to start a new small business shot up at record levels over the last 2 years, a total of 10.5 million.
We think a huge part of this is because of the investments that have been made in infrastructure, manufacturing, research and development.
Public-private strategies founder Rhett Buttle, referring to the bipartisan infrastructure law and the CHIPS Act, he also says the pandemic changed attitudes about work.
A large number, I think, of people who are in this category, we don't have the complete view yet, but are probably people who may have left larger businesses who decided that they wanted to strike out on their own. And because of some of those, you know, investments in our social services system, as well as these investments, I think that has spurred more people to go out and decide that they want to be entrepreneurs.
Companies across America say they can't find enough qualified people to fill job openings, but many businesses are using an automated screening system that filters out candidates who may be lacking on paper, but could do the job. It's called the paper ceiling.
You've got millions of people who can do the job that you need done, and you are actually spending money to screen them out when you could spend half the money to let them in.
All of us, I think, just need a fair chance to say, if you are able to do the job, then you should be considered for it.
Byron August of Opportunity at Work and Carolyn Pierce at McKinsey & Company, speaking with NBC's Jake Ward for the Today Show. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.